And back now with Day to Day. With the price of a barrel of crude oil getting close to record levels, the Ford Motor Company announced a commitment to more fuel-efficient, cleaner vehicles. But the $1.8 billion investment will not be made here in the U.S. Ford has chosen to do its green car research and development in Britain. Joining us is John Dimsdale with Marketplace. John, tell us about Ford's plans here.
Well, they're putting £1 billion, which is nearly $2 billion at the current exchange rate, into new engines that can run on diesel or alternative fuel, such as biofuel or ethanol. They also want to find ways to make cars lighter and develop better gasoline-electric hybrid technologies. Their goal, Noah, is to make a Ford Focus that gets 70 miles to the gallon with lower carbon dioxide pollution.
Wow. Well, why would Ford make this commitment in Great Britain and not the U.S.?
Well, some people say it's an effort to avoid higher labor costs in this country, and that's a very sensitive issue. Just today, Detroit News reported that Ford is planning on cutting as many as 24,000 North American employees by the end of the year. But David Healy, an auto analyst with Burnham Securities, says Ford is just going where it has significant research facilities already working on developing new technologies.
These kind of research projects don't involve hourly labor, so it's not a union issue at all, and I think the UAW would be all for it because it really helped preserve their jobs.
Well, another aspect of it, if the money goes to Britain, will Europe be the first to benefit before the U.S.?
Well, not necessarily. Technological improvements spread pretty quickly in this economy. The experts say 70 or even 100 mile a gallon cars are possible within 5 years, as long as the demand is there. And analyst Healy says Americans have been resistant to fuel efficiency in the past, but that's changing.
You know what the greatest problem is? Getting Americans to believe that they need efficient automobiles. That's melting away as we speak with $3 a gallon gasoline.
Because of that lack of demand that Healy talks about, American car companies have been a bit slow to embrace alternative fuels and technologies. Ford's hybrid research, for example, in the past lagged behind Toyota's. So Toyota got all the patents, and that meant Ford had to buy Toyota's technology for its current batch of hybrid cars. Still, Ford has made the biggest commitment of any American car company to hybrid technologies. It set a goal of 250,000 hybrid cars sold by 2010, although the company has since admitted that it will have to fall short of that goal. Coming up later on Marketplace today, we're looking into more contractor corruption in Iraq, this time with the food service for Iraqi troops.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.